I just got done watching the Rubin Report. Dave Rubin has a YouTube channel. He has a company, I think, where you can podcast on. I don't remember where that's at. He had John Taffer on, who is the host of Bar Rescue, where he go around and he helps people or tells people what they need to do to renovate and turn their company around. I heard it's really good. I haven't actually seen it yet. But what John says in this interview is the exact problem that we have where crony capitalism comes in, where capitalism gets a bad name. And what's sad about it is Dave, and I know he's a work in progress, he's coming along really well from a political perspective, but doesn't even call him on it. And he talks about kind of loosely about his opinion that it should be mostly states' rights and not federal. But this is a very telling point where John talks about the problem and his solution being big government. And this thinking, this mindset has gotten us to where we are today, which has set the stage for the Marxists to come in and use the apparatus, the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., to make the plays that they've had to reshape our healthcare system, to regulate and to control at a mass scale. And it's absolutely scary. If the government and John Taffer succeeds at what he wants to do, it is going to further remove our freedom. So I want to get into a clip. We're going to actually have a clip today, and we are going to respond to that. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. If you do that right now, you will get that mug. The first three people, I still haven't got the report back for who has signed up. So the first three people are going to get Founders stuff. Founders Men, by what standard? The first two get the DVD and the book. The third person gets this very Blu-ray in my hand and the DVD as well. So you get the book, you get the DVD, or you get the mug, and you get the mug. And I think you get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt as well. I mean, there's so much value, and you can come alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship Jesus in every area of life. And let me tell you, if Jesus isn't the foundation, you are not going to be successful long term. I'm telling you, it's so evident today in every area. And even when you have correct principles, if your foundation isn't Christ, then you're going to waver. You're not going to be able to stand firm, and people are just going to roll right over you. And I think that's what we have been seeing for so long, and just the manifestation, the logical conclusion of that. So let's get into this. This is, again, from the Dave Rubin Show, or the Dave Rubin Report. And this guy's name is John Taffer, from the host of Bar and Rescue. And I have to say, though, I'm going to be nailing him on this because this is a big problem and this is where he goes wrong. But I highly recommend the interview to go over there and watch it, because he does have a lot of good business advice, a lot of good perspectives from actual business. It's his application to government and his solutions that he's pushing for in government that are the problem. But what he talks about here from a business perspective, I highly recommend. Talks about not having excuses, blaming yourself, not blaming others, taking responsibility, taking ownership. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And man, look at this bar behind him.
I think we need a national program. I do. And I'm just not sure the states will agree to it, but I'm pushing for it very heavily, that defines space requirements, distancing requirements, food service back of the house requirements, so that everybody knows that it's an even playing field, that, you know, every restaurant is in the same playing field, the same economic modeling, the same consumer presence. It all changes. You know, years ago, Dave, I can remember when Tempe, Arizona put a no smoking policy in place. It was a little town. Nobody else around it did. Every bar went broke when that happened. You can't do things. The guy that lives on the Tennessee-Kentucky border, the guy in Tennessee is making a fortune. The guy in Kentucky is starving. They're across the street from each other because the regulations are different. That doesn't work in a business environment. I think we need to level the playing field, create some national standard of behavior for us that's predictable to you. So you know whether you go to Dave's restaurant or John's restaurant, it's going to have the same policies in place. We have to get to that point somehow, I believe.
So he's talking about the standards in the new era with the COVID virus, the COVID-19 virus, and that there are certain, the foundation of how this started was, they were talking about masks, and if you'd be more comfortable going to a restaurant with people wearing masks, without wearing masks. And Dave said, I'm actually more comfortable with not wearing masks. I like the relationship. I like the interaction. I like being able to read people and their facial expressions and all this stuff. And he doesn't like it. See, he owns restaurants. He has franchise business that he promotes in it and all that stuff. And he wants an equal playing field, which is fantastic. That's great. That's capitalism, where everyone has the equal level playing field, where the law doesn't come down on one person over another. There's not favoritism. There's not preference over anyone. The law is blind, and it just treats everybody equally. And what he gives as an example, for one, is absolutely interesting to me. The first thing he says, Tempe, Arizona, I think it was Tempe, somewhere in Arizona, the first city banned smoking in restaurants. And what happened? People stopped going to that city and went to other cities. Now, what happened at a deeper level there? Well, what happened at a deeper level is that people wanted to smoke while they ate. And so, for better or worse, they left and went to neighboring cities where the restaurants allowed them to do it. And this is cited by John as an injustice, as something that went wrong. But what we are actually seeing is free markets working. You see, the city imposed a restriction the people didn't want. How do we know it's what the people didn't want? Because a majority of people left and went to other restaurants and smoked in those restaurants in the other cities. And the cities that allowed it, the restaurants that allowed it themselves as private businesses, made more money than the government restriction that was put in place. And so in his mind, he doesn't go to, well, maybe the cities shouldn't restrict these things and let the businesses decide if they want to make it smoke-free or not, and let them determine based on the business they get if they want to provide a smoke-free environment or not, if they want to provide a place for people to smoke, maybe have a cigar and have a drink or whatnot. That's not where he goes. He goes, well, therefore, the federal government should put these legislation pieces into place. And what's funny is, and Dave didn't even catch him on this, is we just got done with Dave saying that he prefers something different than John. See, John wants to go to a bar, wants to go to a restaurant where everyone has face masks, where there's social distancing and all those things. That's what he wants. Dave was saying he's actually the opposite. But then John comes in and says, no, I'm actually lobbying for the federal government to mandate this across the board, which negates Dave's preference. And the very person he's talking to, he admits to pushing heavily, quote unquote, to get a federal statute that mandates every single thing in the restaurant industry on how things should be run and how things should be done, irrespective of what other people think, because this is what John thinks should happen. And you may be saying, it's the restaurant industry, so what? This is the problem, is there's hundreds of thousands of Johns out there who think they know what's best, who have an agenda that they want to achieve. It could be good, it could be bad, but then they go to the federal government to enforce it, to lobby for it, which he admits to doing. He's going and pushing heavily for this federal statute to happen. And what happens when 100 other Johns come in with their proposals, with their policies that they should put in place? And see, what he's trying to do here, he doesn't come out and say it, is he's trying to protect his interests, because what he's giving examples of unfair treatment. I guarantee you he would not be lobbying for these restrictions if he was one of those examples of receiving business because he was providing a service that the public wanted. But you have to assume that what he is saying here is, from his examples from Kentucky to Tennessee, and from Arizona to the neighboring cities, is that his company is hurting because he's doing things that other restaurants are not. He is not providing a value that other restaurants are providing, and somehow that's hurting him. Otherwise, he would have never pushed really heavily for this, for these restrictions that he wants. And this is where the crony capitalism comes in, like I said, because it's not just with the restaurants, it's every single industry. Every successful rich person, every well-connected person has an idea on how they think things should be run. And instead of doing it themselves and living or dying by it, they go to the government and force everybody to do it. And then he says it himself. That way we have a level playing field. But what he means by a level playing field is not you have the freedom to do and live or die by your decisions as a business, but it's we're going to tell you how everything's going to start and how everything's going to run. But again, we see in this very interview the problem is that his will, his wants, what he wants in a restaurant as the owner or as a patron himself is different than Dave Rubin's. They're completely different. He wants masks. He wants separation. Dave doesn't care. He wants the interaction. He wants the camaraderie of being around people and just knowing people and reading people and seeing people and having that human interaction. And I guarantee you that not everyone is like John and Ruben. Dave Rubin is the odd man out. And I guarantee you not everyone is like Dave Rubin, and some people are like John. And the beautiful thing is when the level playing field is not government intrusion, like what John is arguing for, but laissez-faire, that is, you business decide what services you want to provide. Do you want to provide a masked environment or do you want to not? Do you want to take on the risks of not doing what is suggested by the CDC or not? And then live or die by it. Your restaurants, your society, your economic system is providing the offerings to both people. To both people. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what real capitalism is. It's you have the right to own private property and do with it what you choose. And if you are successful, you're going to be rewarded. And if you're not and you're a failure, you're going to have consequences for that. You're going to have consequences for that. But that's not what John wants anymore. John does not want restaurants to be able to decide what values, what services to provide its patrons. He wants the government to tell you, hey, you can't go to a restaurant without providing masks anymore because we don't think it's right. But the problem is, guys, and the problem with this is 2 months ago, the state was saying it's worthless. Two months ago, the masks weren't worth a damn. But now we're pushing for mandates? Legislation does not get changed that fast. And so to lobby for something that's been required for months, that has no scientific backing, in and of itself is problematic. But beyond that, just from a states' rights perspective, if we want to continue our freedom, guys, not only do we need to not be John, but we also should not be Dave Rubin. That is, we need to hold them to the fire and say, how dare you threaten to take my freedom away? How dare you threaten to take away? How dare you lobby for the federal intrusion of these mandates on private business? How dare you take away our freedom, sir? You are robbing us of our freedom. You're robbing us of opportunity. You're robbing us of the ability to be successful and to try things on our own and to provide services to certain people that want certain things. You don't have the authority to tell the world what to do. And just as much as we can't be John, we can't be Dave either. We have to start saying something. I guarantee you, if let's hypothetically say John was on a left-wing show to talking to somebody that's a progressive that loves all the things on the left, and John said, you know what I'm lobbying for? I'm lobbying for no more transgenders teaching in public schools. Do you think that the left-wing host would be just like, oh, you know, I'm kind of take a different approach? No, he would go livid. He would cut off the interview. He would go berserk. Now, I'm not saying to be irrational and to have the same tactics as the left, but still make a stand like them, still fight against it, still speak up, still make your case. It's your own dang show. It's your own dang show. There it is. John, what's his name? John Taffer from Host of the Bar Rescue. Contributing to crony capitalism. And Dave Rubin not making a firm stand. But again, I would highly recommend it for the business principles. It's where he starts advocating for crony capitalism. That's where it goes downhill for me. So let's be bold. Let's stand up. Let's make a stand. Let's not shy away. Let's not be the silent majority. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.